It's Art Spotlight, and in joining me in the studios is Rachel Lopez from the Civic Theater of Greater Lafayette. Welcome.
Hi, thanks for having me.
I guess I should say welcome back because you were here, you were part of the company, you were the Civic Youth Theater Director from 2000 to 2002, so welcome back.
Thank you. It's great to be back. It's a different world here now. I love it. It's very cool. Lafayette has grown a ton, so it's good to be here.
You have a new production coming up, Sideways Stories from Wayside School. That's going to be fun, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. That's going to be a lot of fun. A really enthusiastic cast. I'm so excited for these kids. And a lot of people are familiar with the book, so they'll be excited to see this come to life. And it's very animated and fun, and it'll be great. It'll be great family entertainment, so be sure to bring all your kids.
Yeah, there's more at LafayetteCivic.org, and we have links at WBAA.org. And then coming up in May is your season finale, and you've been coming up. I guess auditions have just sort of finished up, right?
They're coming up, yeah, over this weekend. Coming up, yep. And then it goes up in May, and that's going to be directed by Lori Russell, who is a local favorite, and she's directed lots of stuff here. And it's a fun one. Putnam County Spelling Bee is a great musical. People have a lot of fun checking that one out.
Yeah,
it is. Adult, however. It sounds like a kid's show, but it's not a kid's show. So just keep that in mind. It's more of an 18 and up type of deal. By the way, I should say, season announcement party is going to be April 14th at the Civic Theater from 3 to 5. You can check it out on our website.
Yeah, if folks are interested, it's LafayetteCivic.org, and that's where you can find out about the children's theater, about their regular productions, about volunteering, about auditions.
Absolutely.
I imagine you have a wonderful theater background. That you've actually written plays and directed and whatnot.
Yeah.
So you don't have to have that sort of minutiae to be a part of this, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. Absolutely not. We have people that, you know, have never been involved in theater at all that want to come out and check it out. And we welcome that. We welcome newbies. We welcome veterans of the theater. Our doors are open to everyone. So if it's any interest in any capacity, we're always looking for volunteers for all kinds of things. It's not just actors and directors and stage managers, but also a lot of behind the scenes stuff, set building, all kinds of things. So, yeah, definitely check us out. We would love to have you.
And I imagine that there are probably opportunities for a lot of different range of ages, whether you've already retired and, you know, just
Absolutely.
Don't have time. Or if you're that young person that goes, oh, gosh, I wonder what goes on in a theater.
Right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. All ages. Pretty much are welcome. I mean, our youth theater is very strong. Julie Bowman, who is our educational director, is fantastic. We just put up Lion King Jr., which just closed last weekend, and it was a big hit. And we had so many volunteers. We had 67 kids in the cast. And then we it was, with the cast and crew, over 100 people helping out. So that was inspiring to see. But yeah, all ages, pretty much like 7 and up, you can help out in some way. So yeah, definitely
excellent.
Reach out to us.
Rachel Lopez is my guest from Civic Theater of Greater Lafayette. You've been on the job about
45 days.
Two and a half months here, maybe. You know, tell us a little bit about the staff and how many folks you work with on a daily basis, because I imagine some weeks are a little crazier with, say, Lion King or, you know, Sideways Stories coming up. Right. But tell us a little bit about the organization.
Sure. Okay, so it's only a staff of 3. So it's myself, and we have, as I pointed out, Julie Bowman, who's our educational director. She's been around about 4 years. And then Kate Martin is our office manager, and she's fantastic. So if you're ever purchasing tickets, you'll be talking with Kate. She's our box office manager as well. So she pretty much keeps the office together and running, which is wonderful. And I'm the one who's constantly getting out of the office and meeting people and talking with donors, and fundraising is going to be a big part of my job, and getting to know people in the community. So I've been actively involved in everything I can go to. I've been going to in the last month. So I'm trying to get my face out there so that people get to know me again. You know, it's been a while. It's been 16 years. So, yeah. But it's good to be back. But yeah, it's a great staff. I love the 2 women I work with. And then we have, as I said, a plethora of volunteers that help run this theater and a tremendous board of directors. They're wonderful.
Are there steps that you advise for young people that are going to be in the position, or perhaps someone that's going, you know, I have a little more time in my life. Perhaps I do want to be a part of a production. Do you have any tips for the community?
My biggest tip would be just reach out to us. It's pretty simple. With community theater, it's pretty simple. And as I said, we welcome everyone, and we want to build on our civic family. And so really, there's not a whole lot of preparation that goes into coming and auditioning for us. It's basically getting up there, showing us who you are, introducing yourself. And auditions are pretty relaxed and easygoing. And we want to build on the excellent program that we already have by reaching out to people in the community who are passionate and excited about creating innovative, fascinating, entertaining theater.
I guess I'd end asking a little bit about how you enjoy the space there, because this is just such a lovely historic place.
Oh, I know. Our Monon Depot Theater is wonderful. It's fantastic. I love it. I love the space. And we're looking at doing a lot of renovations. You know, you have to take care of these old buildings, and you have to take care of our offices too. We're looking to try to update some of our office space. That hasn't been touched since like 1980, I think. So we're looking to come into the new century here. But the Depot Theater is it's beautiful. If you haven't been, definitely you can always stop by the office too if you want to and request a tour. We'd be happy to show you around. We are excited to be having our dressing rooms renovated too, which has been wonderful, and those should be finished within the next 5 to 6 weeks. And so anytime anyone wants to stop in and just check it out, like I said, we're a community theater. We're open to the public. So just come on out, come on over and check us out.
There's productions coming up April 6th through 8th and a production May 4th through 19th. There's more at LafayetteCivic.org. Rachel Lopez is my guest. Thanks for coming by. We'll have to have you back.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.